All right, let's look at Psalm number 137, page 563 sa sample Bible, 563, Psalm number 137. At pagpapatuloy natin ang pag-aaral ng Book of Psalms, and we saw Psalm 136 last week. Today, dalawang Psalms, 137 and 138. So, relatively short Psalms. And Psalm number 137. Page 563. Alright, so let's go ahead and read the first four verses. Basahin natin yung unang apat na verses. Tapos mag-pray tayo, alright? Sabay-sabay, let's read it together. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept, when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they carried us away captive, required us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Let's pray and ask the Lord to bless them. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for the words of Christ, these words of God, these life-giving, powerful, inspired, and preserved words. We do pray that we would take heed to the Holy Spirit of God and what He's teaching us in the Scriptures. And we pray your hand of blessing upon us because of Jesus Christ and His finished work and His blood on the cross, Lord. So we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, so isa sa mga pinaka nakakalungkot na psalm sa buong aklat ng Psalms ay yung Psalm 137. This is one of the saddest psalms, and it progresses. It goes from sadness and then memory, nostalgia, and then it goes into rage and anger, holy rage or holy anger. But it begins with sadness in the first four verses, reflecting upon the Babylonian captivity. So kung alam ninyo yung kasaysayan ng Israel, we know that Israel sinned against the Lord through idolatry and adultery, immorality, and broke every one of the Ten Commandments of God. And it wasn't that they did it ignorantly, they did it presumptuously. Alam naman ng Israel kung ano ang layunin ng Diyos, ano ang inutos ng Diyos, pero hindi sila nakinig sa Panginoon. Hindi sila sumunod sa Diyos. So nung binawal sila na sumamba sa mga Diyos-Diyosan, sila ay sumamba sa mga Diyos-Diyosan. Nung sinabi sa kanila, huwag kayong makiapid o mangalunya, nakiapid at nangalunya sila. They were immoral. And then of course, their lifestyle became worse and worse and worse to the point where God had to use another nation to bring judgment upon Israel. Now, so just so you know, just because the Lord used Babylon doesn't mean Babylon is saved. Ginamit ng Diyos yung unsaved nation para paluin yung Israel. Tapos, gagamitin din ng Diyos ang ibang bansa para parusahan ng Babylon. So God uses all different kinds of people, all different kinds of things to accomplish His will. And to punish Israel, God used Babylon. So, nagtagal sila sa Babylon ng 70 years. So, in a sense, they wasted 70 years. So, already they wasted 40 years in the wilderness in Numbers. Tapos they wasted another 70 years in exile in Babylon. And so, can I say this principle? Ito yung principle na tandaan natin. Sin always leads to exile. Sin always leads to exile. Kung gusto mo na hindi ka i-bless ng Panginoon, mabuhay ka sa kasalanan. Doon itatabi ka talaga ng Diyos. Hindi kanya pwedeng i-bless, hindi kanya pwedeng gamitin ng nais niyang gamitin ka, gagamitin ka ng Diyos, pero hindi sa kagusto, hindi sa sang-ayon sa sarili mo. But sin brings Christians to exile always. So here we have the reflection of the Babylonian captivity. So, sabi dito, by the rivers of Babylon, ano yung mga rivers ng Babylon? Dalawa yun sa Bible geography. So kung titingnan mo yung Bible geography, meron dalawang ilog, and they are the rivers that we have known since the beginning of Genesis. What two rivers are they? That's right. Yep. Tigris River and the Euphrates River. So by the rivers of Babylon, by the way, saan ang Babylon ngayon?
Iraq.
Correct. So you can still look at Iraq. You could still see the river Euphrates and the river Tigris. Kaya lang sa Genesis, kung saan yung Garden of Eden, malamang noong winasak ng Diyos yung mundo sa flood, nag-shift yung rivers of Euphrates at saka ng Tigris. Kaya hindi na sila nandoon ngayon. So yung modern location, malamang hindi yun ang location nung kapanahonan ng Garden of Eden. So there we sat down, yea, we wept. When we remembered Zion, anong naalala namin yung Zion? Nung kapanahonan na nandun pa kami sa Jerusalem at sumasamba kami sa temple at pupunta kami sa temple. We wept. Umiyak na lang kami kasi naalala namin yung mga kapanahunan na yon na naglingkod kami sa Diyos at sumamba kami sa Diyos, pero ngayon, napakalayo namin. Nandun kami ngayon. Nandito kami ngayon sa Babylon. Alam nyo, here's another principle. You don't know what you miss until you don't have it anymore. Kaya dapat, you need to really take advantage of what you have. Take advantage. Maximize your moments when you have them, because you never know when you lose them, and you never know what you miss until you don't have it anymore. Girls, makinig. Kayong pumunta dito, makinig kayo. So, halimbawa, yung magulang, sa magulang, habang nandyan yung magulang, eh di mo pinapansin, wala kang sinasabi sa kanya, eh pag kinuha ng Diyos yung magulang, doon mo marirealize, sana sinabi ko ito, sana ginawa ko ito, and so on and so forth. You see, you just don't know what you have until you don't have it anymore. Yung sin nature natin, natural, na we take for granted the things that we have. And so verse number 2, we hanged our harps. Yung harps, those are instruments of worship. Go over to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Halimbawa, 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse number 27. So the harps here is a synecdoche. It's a figure of speech. One instrument represents all the instruments of worship. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 27. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 27. And the Bible says, then they returned every man of Judah and Jerusalem and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them to go again to Jerusalem with joy. So may tagumpay na binigay ng Diyos kay King Jehoshaphat. For the Lord hath made them to rejoice over their enemies. Verse 28. And they came to Jerusalem with psalteries and harps and trumpets unto the house of the Lord. See, they use these instruments as instruments of rejoicing and worship. Pero ngayon, they just hang their harps upon the willows. Ano naman itong willows? Ito yung mga puno na hindi sila matangkad na mga puno, sila ay mga medyo pandak na puno, malilit na puno, na yung sanga nila ay talagang mababa. At saka yung mga dahon nila, halos naaabot na yung lupa dahil sa sobra nilang napakaliit. Pero napakaganda ng mga willows. At lumalaki yan sa tabi ng mga Euphrates River at saka Tigris. go over to Ezekiel chapter, and well, let's look at Isaiah chapter 57. Sorry, Isaiah chapter 15. Isaiah chapter 15. And verse number 7. Isaiah 15, verse number 7. Therefore, the abundance they have gotten and that which they have laid up, shall they carry away to the brook of the willows. The brook of the willows, or the valley. So, the brook of the willows. Ano yung brook sa Tagalog? Batis. So, dun lumalaki sa tabi ng batis yung mga willow trees. And so, the Bible knows about the willow trees here. In the midst thereof. So, verse 3, Isaiah. Balik tayo sa Psalm 137. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song. Kinukutsa sila. Umawit kayo kay Jehovah ngayon na ginawa namin kayong alipin. Paano kayo aawit sa Diyos ninyo? Natalo namin yung Diyos ninyo. You see yung panglalait nila. For they carried us away captive required us a song. And they that wasted us required us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. Sige nga, umawit nga kayo ng mga psalms ninyo. Yung mga psalms na napag-aralan natin, awitin ninyo ngayon, nandito kayo sa Babylon. At yung mga Diyos namin, dumaig sa Diyos ninyo. So this is really bad, bad testimony. The victory of enemies over the believer. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Paano nga naman kami makakaawit ng mga psalms na ito? Dayuhan kami sa lupa doon sa Babylon. Paano namin masasabi, praise ye Jehovah? Natalo si Jehovah. Sa, at least sa mata ng Babylonia. You see, when the believer is in sin, they are defeated spiritually. Defeated spiritually. So nakakawasak talaga. Let me repeat the principle. We learned this a few psalms ago. Sin is a spoiler. Sin destroys. So dito, they are captive because of their sinful ways. And so, us as believers, kung hindi natin aalagaan na iwasan ang kasalanan sa buhay natin, magiging ineffective tayo sa kaharian ng Diyos. We become very ineffective when we allow sin to dominate our life. Okay? Halimbawa, paano ako mangangaral sa inyo kung ako ay lasinggero? Kung ako ay sugarol? O kung ako ay umiinom? O nagda-drugs? Paano kung tatlo, apat, lima yung asawa ko? Paano kung yung attendance ko sa church hindi faithful? Meron bang pastor na hindi faithful ang attendance niya? Wala, no? May church member ba na hindi faithful yung attendance niya? Ano yung sa palagay ninyo? Nakakapagbigay glory ba yan sa Panginoon o hindi? So kayo na gusto magpa-baptize, you want to get baptized, bilangin nyo muna yung responsibility ng church member bago kayo magpa-baptize. Ano ang responsibility ng church member? Kada linggo na bukas ang church, dapat nandun kayo. Sunday morning, Sunday school, Bible class, Sunday morning service, Sunday afternoon. Yung iba, Sunday morning lang. Hindi pwede yung Sunday afternoon. Hindi kaya ang Sunday afternoon. Isang oras na lang. Hindi pa masurrender sa Panginoon yan. It's not a good member. Weakens the church. Unfaithfulness weakens the fellowship. Weakens the fellowship. tithe, offering, that's a responsibility of church members. Ministry activity, that's the responsibility of church members. Say, Brother Bill, yung pastor, dapat palagi siyang nasa church. Eh, yung church member din, dapat palagi rin siyang nasa church. Kasi ang church, hindi lang ang pastor. Hello? Right? Okay, so, sin brings Christian to exile. Now, verse number five. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. So sa mata ng Israelite, ang pinaka-importanting lungsod sa buhay niya ay ang Jerusalem. Bakit? Kasi nandun ang temple. At ba't mahalaga ang temple? Kasi nandun si Jehovah. You see? Let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. Ano yon? Para yung, kumbaga, hindi na ako magsalita, maging pipi na lang ako kung makalimutan ko ang Jerusalem. Now, as a Christian, are we concerned about Jerusalem? No, we're not concerned about Jerusalem per se. What's the place that we should be concerned about as a Christian? Church. So kung makalimutan ko ang church, sabi ni David, in a sense, let my right hand forget her cunning. Di parang pugutan na lang yung kamay ko. Kalimutan ko ang church, pugutan ang kamay ko. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. Hindi na ako magsalita, maging pipi na lang ako. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. So, ano yung chief joy ng Kristiyano? Yung pag-church. That's one of the most joyful experiences of a Christian, is to be in fellowship at church. Biro mo, Monday, Tuesday, bugbog sarado sa mundo, punong-puno ng kasalanan, punong-puno ng karumihan, tapos Wednesday, prayer meeting. Wow, parang break. Na ma-refresh tayo sa salita ng Diyos, na mag-pray tayo ng sama-sama, tapos umaasa tayo na sagutin tayo ng Panginoon, that God would answer our prayers. Tapos balik na naman sa mundo, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Pagdating ng Linggo, salamat sa Diyos, we're here on Sunday, the Lord's Day. But, yung priority ng Kristiyano, kung hindi niya ma-priority yung house of God, wala. Mauubos ka talaga sa mundong ito. The devil will chew you up and spit you out. Meron kami mga nakilala ng mga Christian, sabi nila, church is important, but it's not too important. I can do and live without church. Well, that's certainly not Bible Christianity. That's not biblical. Okay? Sabi ng iba, church is not my life. Well, Jesus died for the church. Isa lang ang institusyon na tinaguyod ng Panginoon. Sa dami-dami na pwede niyang itayo, pwede siyang magtayo ng army, pwede siyang magtayo ng, kasi kingdom naman siya, king siya eh. Pwede siyang magtayo ng land transportation office. Pwede siya magtayo ng BIR kung gusto niya. Pero ospital, ano yung tinaguyod niya? Ha? Church. So mahalaga pala yung church. Sino nag-start ng church? O kaninong idea yung church? Jesus. Oh. So kung wala kang pakialam sa church, wala kang pakialam kay Kristo. O kailangan mong masave. You see? Verse number 7. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom. So ito ngayon, nagpe-pray na ngayon na i-curse ng Panginoon yung mga kalaban ng Israel. And this is where sadness and nostalgia turn into rage and anger. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom. Sino itong si Edom? Naalala ninyo yung si Jacob at saka si Esau, yung kapatid niya, si Esau. So yung mga Edomites, galing sila, lahi nila yan, kay galing kay Esau. Yung mga Israelites, galing kay Jacob. And so, Edom, Edomites, at saka Israelites, magkakapatid talaga sila. Kaya lang, ang ginawa ng Edomites, tinulungan nila yung Babylon para sakupin at sirain yung Israel. Kaya nagpray dito yung psalmist, "Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, even to the foundation thereof." Yung raise, R-A-S-E, medyo luma na yan, hindi natin ginagamit ngayon. Pero ang ibig sabihin ng raise, destroy it. Destroy it, even to the foundation thereof. So, children of Edom are in trouble in the day of the Lord, the day of Jerusalem. Verse 8, O daughter of Babylon. Itong daughter of Babylon, the term daughter just means people. Ginamit lang yung term daughter, pero there's daughters of Jerusalem, the people of Jerusalem. There's daughters of Babylon, the people of Babylon. Who art to be destroyed. So, alam ng psalmist na wawasakin din ng Diyos ang Babylon. By the way, anong bansa ang ginamit ng Diyos para wasakin ang Babylon? Ha? Huh? Persia. That's right. Medo-Persia. Ginamit ng Diyos para wasakin ang Babylon. Now, so, nakikita natin, ginamit ng Diyos yung Persia. Oh, ligtas ba yung Persia? Hindi. So, ginagamit din ng Diyos yung mga hindi ligtas para wasakin yung Babylon. So, happy shall he be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stones. Kung paano mo pinatay yung mga anak namin, ganon din mangyayari, papatayin din ng Persia yung mga anak ng Babylon. So kung ano yung sinanim, yan din ang aanihin. But the destruction of Babylon was nearing. And by the way, nung sinakop ng Persia ang Babylon, pinayagan ng Persia umuwi ang Israel. Kaya so after 70 years na sinabi ni Jeremiah, na sasakupin tayo ng Babylon, uwi kayo sa Babylon, aalisin kayo dito. After 70 years, boom, may nagkaroon ng bagong hari, Cyrus, at pinayagan ni Cyrus na umuwi yung mga children of Israel. Tatlong kampo ang umuwi. Nauna si General Zerubbabel, tinaguyod niya yung Zerubbabel Temple. Sumunod si Ezra, yung pare, scribe, at yung mga sumama sa kanya. Tapos, 15 years later, dumating si General Nehemiah at yung mga sumama sa kanya. Tinaguyod ni Zerubbabel yung temple, tinaguyod ni Ezra yung worship sa temple, tinaguyod ni Nehemiah yung walls ng Jerusalem. At na-complete, bumalik na sa dati yung Jerusalem, na re-establish sila sa kapanahunan nila, Ezra, Nehemiah. But go over to Isaiah chapter 13. Isaiah chapter 13, verse number 6. Isaiah chapter 13, verse 6. Isaiah 13, verse 6. Sabi ng Bible, "Howl ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty." So, ito yung warning ni Isaiah sa Babylon. So, darating din yung araw ng Panginoon, wawasakin kayo, Babylon. So, tandaan ninyo, always remember, the kingdom of the devil will always be divided and will be destroyed. So, yung kingdom ng Lord, yung kingdom ni God, madedestroy ba yon? Ha? Mawawasak ba yung kingdom ni God? Hindi. Yung kingdom ng devil ang mawawasak. Kaya huwag kayong mabuhay para sa kingdom ni devil. Don't live for the kingdom of the devil. His kingdom will be destroyed. Mabuhay tayo para sa Panginoon. Live for the Lord. His kingdom will never be destroyed. Kaya sabi ng Bible, he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Okay, but this world is passing away. This world shall pass away, and the lust thereof. Anyway, so there we have Psalm 137, one of the saddest verses. Pero kung yung sadness ay madala tayo sa godliness, yun ang purpose ng Panginoon. Kaya nagdadala siya ng testings and trials and corrective punishment. God brings us to exile so that we may return to Him and He may turn us again and renew us in repentance. Okay? Alright, so let's go up to Psalm 138. Bago natin isarado ang pag-aaral natin. Tonight, page 564, Psalm 138, 564. Ito naman ay a Psalm of David. This is a Psalm of whole heart worship. A Psalm of whole heart worship. Gusto ng Diyos na purihin natin siya with our whole heart, complete, entire heart. Yeah. So it says, verse number 1, a Psalm of David, I will praise thee with my whole heart before the gods. Will I sing praise unto thee? So itong whole heart, okay, tandaan ninyo ito, here's the principle. God doesn't want us to worship Him half-heartedly. Ayaw ng Diyos na purihin natin siya na kalahati lang ng puso natin. God requires total heart surrender. Whole heart surrender. Hindi yung isosurrender ko yung buhay ko sa iyo, Panginoon, pag Linggo lang. Pero pag Lunes, gagawin ko yung gusto kong gawin. Okay? Doon nagkakamali ang maraming mga Kristiyano. Magsusuta ko ng damit. Sa church lang. Pero sa mundo, kahit anong pwede kong isuot. Look at Christianity today. Half-hearted. Magsisimba ako, Sunday morning lang. That's half-hearted. Your half-hearted worship does not please God. Hindi impress ang Diyos sa half-hearted. Magbabasa ako ng Bible pag nainganyo lang ako. Pag hindi ko feel ng Bible, hindi ako magbabasa ng Bible. Oh? Ganun ba? Ba't hindi mo gawin yung pagkain sa pagkain? Kakain ka lang kapag maganda yung pagkain? O kung anong nandyan, nagpapasalamat ka, kakain ka? Try mo kalimutan kumain paminsan-minsan. Kakain ako, kalahating tasa ng kanin lang. Do you do that? O gusto mo only? Whole heart. Tandaan ninyo, yung sinabi ng Panginoon, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Hindi kailangan ng Lord yung lip service. Kailangan niya ng whole heart worship. I will praise thee with my whole heart before the gods. Itong gods pinag-uusapan dito sa Bible, yung mga hari at yung mga hukom, sila ay ang turing ng mga culture sa kanila ay para na silang mga malilit na Diyos-Diyosan. And so, before the gods, will I sing praise unto thee? Tingnan mo ang Exodus chapter 22. Go over to Exodus chapter 22, verse 28. Exodus 22, 28. So sometimes in the Bible, judges and kings are perceived as gods, small g. They're not really deity, but they act like deity. They establish laws and rules. They're treated with dignity and honor and authority. So, in a sense, they become like gods, but Exodus chapter 22, verse 28 is a good example here. Thou shalt not revile the gods, nor curse the ruler of thy people. So, yung parallel ng gods dyan, yung ruler. So, sabi ni David, I will praise thee with my whole heart before the rulers or before the gods. Will I sing praise unto thee? Tingnan mo ang Psalm 119. Look at Psalm 119. So it's speaking of rulers, earthly authorities, civil authorities, magistrates, lawmakers. Psalm 119, verse 46. Psalm 119, verse 46. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. Also, look for an opportunity to speak to the kings the words of the Lord. They need to hear the words of the Lord. Verse number 2 of Psalm 138, verse 2. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name. So, itong holy temple, worshiping him toward thy holy temple. Alam nyo ba na hindi lang yung Muslim ang nagpe-pray na hinahanap nila kung nasaan yung Mecca, tapos pag nag-pray sila doon yung direction ng prayer nila. Ganun din sa mga mananampalataya. Look at Psalm 5 verse 7. Psalm number 5 verse 7. Psalm 5 and verse number 7. Old Testament believers would look to the tabernacle or would look to the temple, and the direction of that would be their prayer or their worship. Psalm 5 verse 7. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. So for example, David, sabi ni David, haharap ako kung nasaan yung tabernacle, kung nasaan yung Ark of the Covenant, at doon ako magpe-pray. So you remember, isa sa mga anak ni David ay nagrebelde at umalis siya sa kanyang pwesto sa Jerusalem. All right? Sino yung anak na yon na nagpatalsik kay David? Si Absalom. So, hindi bumalik sa trono si David sa Jerusalem. To avoid civil war, he left Jerusalem. So that night, guess what? When David prayed, he would face where the tabernacle was, and would pray in the direction toward thy holy hill. You see, tingnan mo ang Psalm 28, verse 2. Psalm 28, verse 2. Psalm 28, verse 2. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. Yung mga kasulatan na banal, I lift my hands toward thy holy oracle. Where was the holy oracle placed? In the Ark of the Covenant. And so wherever that was, wherever they find themselves, they would lift their hands toward the holy oracles. Kaya yung paglifting of hands na nakikita natin ngayon sa modernong charismatic movement, hindi nila alam kung bakit sila nagtataas ng kamay. They just think it's something nice. It feels good. But they say, I'm lifting up holy hands. Yeah, but towards what? Are you looking for the God frequency? Huh? Baka mas malakas yung 5G dito. Huh? 6G dito. Oh, bakit gumaganyan yung mga charismatic? Hindi nila alam. Tanungin mo si David. David, ba't mo tinataas yung kamay mo? Sabi niya, I'm worshipping towards the holy oracle. Oh, yun si David. So, by the way, so as Christians today, do we lift our hands to the holy oracle? No, we don't. Okay? We worship in spirit and in truth. Okay? So, kung tinago mo yung word ni Lord sa puso mo, you have the word of God in your heart. And you can pray and thank God for His Word that is in you. If you hide His Word in your heart, that's the best place to keep the holy oracles of God, is in your heart. All right, so Ito ang mga dahilan, kung mga limang dahilan kung bakit nag-praise si David sa Panginoon. He says here, "And praise thy name, first of all, for thy loving kindness." Yan ang reason number one kung bakit nag-praise si David kay Lord. For his loving kindness. We talked about his mercy. Naalala ninyo yung mercy? The word chesed. Chesed, the faithfulness. The faithful covenant kindness of God. That's the same word, loving kindness. Chesed. The mercy of God. Number two, for thy truth. Sa katotohanan. So I'm praising God for the truth. By the way, isa sa mga dahilan kung bakit dapat nag-church ka palagi para ma-remind ka kung ano yung truth. Subukan mo. Try. Huwag mong i-try. Pero pansinin mo na lang yung mga ibang mga Kristiyano na hindi faithful sa church. Pagbalik nila sa church, parang walang alam. Christians who are not faithful to church, they come back to church and it's like they don't even know what truth is. Uwi na kayo? Sige na. Good night. Thank you. Nagpahangin siguro. Okay na, matulog na lang. Sige. Nagpahangin na lang. Masyadong bata pa, hindi pa yung pwede dito. Pakisabi sa kanila, huwag kayong mag-Wednesday night. Mag-Sunday school na lang. Tanungin pa yung parents niyan, saan ang galing yung anak ko? Truth. So yung mga ibang members, pag hindi nag-church, pagdating dito, tatanungin ko, sinong gustong tumanggap sa Panginoon? Tataas yan ang kamay. Ba, hindi mo ba tinanggap ang Panginoon noon pa? Oo, tinanong. Pero parang hindi ako saved. Alam mo kung bakit? Kasi hindi ka nare-remind ng truth. If you're not faithful to God, you will think you're not saved. Now, maybe you are not saved. I don't know. Pero kahit sino sa atin, kung hindi ka faithful, hindi ka matututo ng truth, makakalimutan mo ang truth. You will forget the truth. But, on the other hand, if you're faithful, you will be grounded and established and strengthened in the truth. So that's the second reason why David's praising God is for truth. Third, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. So meron siyang great relationship sa word of God. The Lord that has magnified his word above his name. So, sa names ng Panginoon, by the way, meron na tayong sa listahan ko na ginagawa. I'm working on a list of names. Meron ng 125 names na nakalista sa word list ng names ng Panginoon. So, but God magnifies His word above His name. So, what does that mean? Yung mga promises ng Panginoon, nakasalalay ang pangalan ng Diyos doon. So, if God is not faithful to His word, His name means nothing. And so God is faithful to His word. He will bless His word. And His whole reputation rests on the truthfulness of His word. And so that's how great the word of God is. That would be number three. All right, number four reason why David is praising the Lord. Verse number three. In the day when I cried, thou answerest me. Ayan ang... 1, 2, 3, fourth reason for praising the Lord. When I cry, the Lord answers. And so, when you pray, God answers prayers. Let me give you something shocking. Ang shocking sa prayer, ang Diyos ay sumasagot ng prayer. Doon ako nasa-shock sa prayer. Biro mo, pag nag-pray ka, ang Diyos ng mundo nakikinig. When you pray, God listens. That's shocking. The God who runs the universe, the God who runs the world, the God who has everything in His control, God stops and listens when a Christian prays. Are you listening? So what have you asked God for? What have you not asked the Lord about? We should have a vibrant prayer life because God delights in answering prayers. Ano ba yung mga prayers natin? Measure your prayer according to the Lord. Ang problema natin, yung prayer natin, napakababaw ng prayers natin. We don't challenge the Lord in prayer. We don't test Him and prove Him and try Him. Nung Bible college ako, pumunta ako sa US, the Bible college I went to, Fairhaven Baptist College, naligtas ako 15 years old. Ibig sabihin, hindi ko na malayan na magba-Bible college ako. Kung alam ko lang na magba-Bible college ako, dinag-save na ako ng pera para meron akong pang tuition, pang enrollment, pang board, room and board. Kaya lang, hindi naman ako naligtas ng maaga. 15 years old, 17, nag-Bible college ako. 2 years lang yan. Anong ipon ko? Wala. So, nung pumunta ako sa Bible college, wala akong pera. Walang-wala. Tapos, galing pa ako sa Pinas. Maong lang yung suot ko at saka pang-church. Wala akong pang-gitna, pang-trabaho sa pantalon. So, anong ginawa ko? I prayed, Lord, kailangan ko ng 2 pantalon pang trabaho. Ito ang size ko. So, punta kami sa chapel, may nag-preach. Sabi ko, babalik na lang ako sa dorm para mag-pray. Pagpasok ko sa dorm, ako lang mag-isa doon, may nakasulat doon sa table, 2 free pants, size ganito, fit ko. Sabi ko, galing naman ni Lord, sinagot niya kaagad ako. Oh, Lord, marami pa akong kailangan. Kailangan ko ng lisensya pag mag-drive. Kailangan ko ng, ang dami kong kailangan. Lahat ng kailangan ko sinuplay ng Diyos. God answers prayers. Meron isang lady, 80 years old siya. Mary ang pangalan niya. So, si Mary, binisita namin siya every Saturday. Part siya ng ministry namin. Napakalungkot ni Mary. Sabi niya, Brother Bill, sinabihan ako ng doktor. May cancer ako sa stomach. Yung mga 1-2 linggo na lang, mamamatay na ako. Sabi ko, Mary, sa palagay mo, time mo na ba talaga? Sabi niya, ayaw ko pang mamatay. Sabi ko, pwede tayo mag-pray. Kasi sabi naman ng Panginoon, you can pray. So, hingi tayo ng extension. Sabi niya, pwede ba yun? Sabi ko, ewan ko. Try natin. So, we prayed. Oh, nabuhay siya. Siguro mga 2 years pa. Nadagdagan yung buhay niya. What do you do with that? That's an answer to prayer. You know? So, hindi ko sinasabi lahat palaging sinasagot ng Diyos. Pero, hindi kayang sagutin ng Diyos yung hindi rin mo rinerequest. So, ang tragedy ng hindi pananalangin, yung walang pananalangin. I do believe, pag-akyat natin sa langit, papakita sa atin ng Diyos yung mga hindi natin pinanalangin. Dahil hindi tayo naniniwala sa pananalangin. So, but David said, I cry, thou answerest me. Do you have times when God answers your prayer? And I mean, answer them directly. Try nyo. tribe. Specific, direct request that only God can answer. Fifth reason why David praised the Lord. And strengthenest me with strength in my soul. Oh, pinalakas mo ko sa aking kaluluwa, sabi ni David. That's the fifth reason why he praises God. So, David gives us five reasons to praise the Lord. I hope you can share that with you. You can see your relationship with God here. Verse number four. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet he hath respect unto the lowly. Imagine that. The Lord is high, and yet he respects the lowly. The proud he knoweth afar off. So, rinereject ng Diyos yung proud. So, there's that principle. God lifts the humble, and he rejects the proud. Verse number 7, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. So this is a psalm of wholehearted praise in the midst of troubles. Of trouble. Thou stretchest forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. Sinong nasa right hand ng Panginoon? Si Jesus. Kaya it says, thy right hand shall save me. Jesus is at the right hand. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Tandaan ninyo ito. Here's a biblical principle. God is working to perfect you as his Christian every day. God is working to perfect you every day. Naalala ninyo yung Philippians 1:6? Philippians chapter 1 verse 6. A great portion of scripture here. Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So God's still working on me. And he's working to perfect that in me. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Tingnan mo ang 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. The very God of peace sanctify you wholly. I'm sorry. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Well, that's a good verse though anyway. But 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. So, kung ano yung tinawag sa iyo ng Diyos, yan din ang gagampanin ng Diyos sa buhay mo. Tutulungan ka ng Diyos kung tinawag ka ng Diyos. Alright, so God, if God called you, He will do it. He will work, He will perfect that which concerneth you. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. So, confident of prayer. God is to be praised even in the midst of our testings and trials. So, kahit na nasa gitna tayo ng trouble, remember, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. So we can pray for God to revive us, to strengthen us, to revive us, and to forsake not the works of his own hands. Let's pray and ask the Lord to bless them. Father in heaven, we thank you for these wonderful psalms, Lord. These psalms that remind us and strengthen us concerning our relationship, our walk with you. I pray, Father, that we would seek you for strength in our soul. That you would indeed revive us. That you would indeed strengthen us in the midst of our trouble. And encourage our hearts, Lord, and help us to walk with you. We ask, Lord, that we would not forsake you, Lord, even as you are faithful to help us, Lord, in our midst of troubles. Lord, we ask your hand of blessing upon us now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.